This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Colorado House has signed off on a bill that has pitted Democrats against each other this session. The dispute is over compensation for tipped workers. Under state law, bartenders and servers can be paid $3 an hour less than their peers, the idea being that tips make up the difference. Restaurant owners asked the legislature to let them hold back more, but that idea was opposed by workers. Now Democrats, like House Majority Leader Monica Duran, want to give municipalities the power to choose how much less tipped workers can make, just like they choose their own minimum wages.
Local governments will now have the ability to choose what works best for them. And isn't that what we're talking about? Local control, choice.
Restaurant owners say wages have gotten especially high in cities like Denver and Boulder. That measure now heads to the Senate. Three Pueblo police officers are in the hospital after a shootout and foot race last night. They were chasing a suspect who was wanted on attempted murder. That suspect was killed on scene. Pueblo Police Chief Chris Noller says the suspect was out of jail on bond on three felony charges. He put some blame for the incident on the state legislature.
Our officers were ambushed and shot by a malicious person who should have been in jail but wasn't because of our soft-on-crime legislation and bonds.
Noller says the suspect was a self-identified member of the MS-13 gang and that they fired an estimated 80 rounds at police. The Denver Nuggets play the Lakers tonight in L.A. Tip-offs in about 4 hours at 8 o'clock. This is CPR News.